Vamos lá, Rafa.
Omer of Saf, Mishum Bishub and Hananya. Maidich Siv Vishinantam the Vanecho. Al to give Vishinantam the Vishilashtem. Why? What's the drasha coming from? What was wrong with the Pashut of Pshat, which is to teach? So Rashi says, because it could have said Vishinisim. Vishinisim. That would have meant to teach. V'dloiksa v'shinisem, shiashlishem. So we understand from v'shinantem, the extra, it's an extra lashon, a double nun, shiashlishem. I guess because v'shinisem, to teach, it also means to chazit, to go over. Like from the word sheni. So since it's an extra nun, so it's already shalosh, and right, that's basically the drasha. V'shilashtem. The pshat in the drasha. Yeah, even though that is the parsha pshat, but the drasha is taking it as not sheni but shalosh. Yeah, something. Like, I think so. That's what Rashi means. I did not give you a marsha on that, did I?
No.
Yeah, I don't think he speaks about it. With the like, see. Okay, we'll see. Yeah. Couldn't have a Shanisem. Must be Shashlishim. Yeah, I don't know exactly. Vishinis could have said Vishinantam would have meant to teach. Vishinisam would have meant to teach. Vishinantam. And I understand the deal. Could have said Vishinisam, but has Vishinantam tell you Shalosh? So that's why I'm reading into Rashi. That it means to say is, because in Vishinisam you also have, it also connotes Hazara. Vishinisam. Pam Shnir. I'm guessing it's the same Shurish. Shinantam is already Shulish. Okay, maybe that's what Rashi means. Right there. There's another drasha we'll see in the Shinantam. One second. Rav Elazar Horowitz says something else in Rashi. Rav Elazar Horowitz, he says, Rashi says, Ela v'shilashtem, right? Zog Rav Elazar Horowitz, Ratzaloi mar deshin le api binyin ha-kovid, shenechalkeyu beiz po'amin, v'hobu gimul chalokim. Anybody know what binyin ha-kovid means? Okay. Everybody knows Diktuk. Binyan HaKovid. What's Binyan HaKovid? I don't know. Okay. Whoever's listening out there, go learn some Diktuk and you'll understand this Rashi. Okay. He's saying that you break up the word into three parts. You break it. The Mashmoa says to break it up into three parts. All right. Right. Now, how do you do that? Loilam. Mishalishalim Shnoisa. If you split up your years into three parts, Shrish Bamikko, Vishrish Bamishra, Shrish Batalmud. Reg the Gemara. Miyodea Kamachai. How could you split up your years into three parts? You have no idea how long you're going to live. So when does the first third end? I don't know. I need to know the number to divide it by three. Gemara says in Ekonami, Lloyd Srikali Yoimi. No,
We're not talking about the years of your life. We're talking about the days. Now, what does that mean, the days? So Rashi says, Yemei HaShavua, the days of the week.
Not every day.
Yemei HaShavua, correct, the days of the week. What does it mean, the days of the week?
Does it mean
Pashtus?
Split up your week, or you split up your day?
Day in the week, each day.
So Pashtus, it means split up the week. Yemei HaShavua. Yemei HaShavua. Which would mean what? Sunday, Monday is the third. Tuesday, Wednesday is the third. Thursday, Friday is the third.
That's
a Shabbos is Shabbos. Huh?
No,
Shabbos is Chazorah.
Shabbos is Devarim.
So you're saying there's no difference?
Yeah.
What's the difference?
The Ran also, the Ran
that
says...
That doesn't answer the question. That's just a different... Just
give yourself the question.
Yeah, you don't know how long you live. So you give every week, the same thing. Years, weeks...
The Ran also says,
but you can say about everything.
The Ran says, "Lo tzichel yoyim yemei haShabbos, yemei haShabbos, yemei haShabbos." Those are the words of the Ran. So you're saying Tosis kashas, obvious kashas. Correct Tosis. Lo tzichel yoyim. Pirush bakuntris yemei haShabbos. Kloimar. Tosis tells us what Rashi meant. Shnei yom mikra, shnei yom mishnah, shnei yom gemara, and that's what the Ran meant. At least it's an R Ran. There's another Ran, which maybe we'll talk about soon. Yeah. But Laini here. Lactosis. Laini here. Why? Dimkane, Akati of Matulim Bipik, Miyoda, Kamachai. Because then you can still ask the Kasha. How do you know you're living that week? How do you know to split it up into thirds? I don't know that's split up in thirds.
Yeah,
huh?
But
as long as you break it down,
most
this
of your
this,
life will have been.
Yeah, as long as you break it down.
You mean okay. It's yeah,
yours is a different story altogether.
That's 1 week.
Yeah, but maybe it's
one broken week.
But maybe it's the first week. Lay alone.
Don't go after an exception, right? The Torah always says that you want to go after the norm, after a cloud.
Right.
The person lives to 70 years, 80 years, whatever it is. So that last week, you know, doesn't make it till Shabbos. Okay. So it's still Makayim that he split his time
with.
Yeah. So. Well, he spent the first 20 years of his life learning Mikra.
And there's a good chance.
Yeah, he's not going to get to
anything. He knows nothing else, yeah.
Okay. The Mak has a different problem with Tosis Kasha. Yeah, same B'chlal, the Kasha, Rashi would say, yeah, you're right, you don't know, but I'll be Teva, you'll still get a bunch of weeks in of doing it correctly before that time comes and you don't. Mashain came, you're talking about years of your life, so you might not get there. Okay. The Mark has a different Kasha on Tosis Kasha. It says, what's Tosis asking on Rashi? Maybe Pshat in the Gemara was that Ein Adam Yodea Kamachai, I mean, we're understanding, Tosis is understanding, that when the Gemara asked, Mi Yodea Kamachai, the Gemara meant that if you start splitting up the thirds now, you might not make it. He says, no, maybe that's not shot in the Gemara. That wouldn't bother me. I have a job of how to go about the shtadlis of what I'm supposed to do. And if the Baruch Shalom allows me to get to the end, I get to the end. And if he doesn't, meaning that's not what the Gemara meant to ask. Didn't mean to ask. You might not make it to the end. The Gemara meant to ask was you have no idea what number to divide by. That's what it meant to ask. Divide by what? I have to start with a third. A third of what? So that's what Gemara meant. And for the Gemara, according to Rashi, days of the week. So you did fix the problem. Correct, Tosis, Rashi didn't fix the problem. No, it did fix the problem. Because now we know the number six. Six divided by three. Valdik. If that shot in the Gemara, we understand Rashi very well. So what bothered Tosis? So, yeah, you already said. So the Pnei Yeshua says, no. No, Tosis understood that that's not the shot in the Gemara because we have a pasuk in Tehillim. that a person lives 70 years. 70 years is, you know, it says, it's already, the average age is getting longer, but, see, it says, no, Tyson is still, that, what the Gemara's kasha was not, you don't know what number to divide by, because you know what number to divide by, 70. Or, right, 70 minus 13, whatever, that's the number you divide by. So that is a Toysus, the Benishra says Toysus understood.
Yeah, in the film it says that, but it used to be people were trying to live
even less.
40.
Yeah.
40.
So the Magda. Yeah, so the Magda wants to say.
40, 50, like.
It was old.
Now we divide by 70.
Times of the Gemara, times of the Gemara, I don't know. Times of the. In the times of Gemara. I think it got lower during the.
Middle Ages.
Middle Ages. Before that it was better, but. A kaponim, yeah. So Magda doesn't want to say that. Magda wants to say, he wants to say different tenets. He doesn't want to say like this, but sure. He wants to say different tenets. What pshat in Tosfos is kasha? So he says, because Tosfos holds that it can mean divide up the years of the life. Why? Because the Mishnah says in Abbas, Ben Esar Shanim, the Mishnah, Ben Chamesh Esrei, the Gemara. Says so it can't mean, you know, divide 70 by 3 and don't start Mishnah till 20 years later. Can't mean that because you have a Mishnah that says not that way. So he says you have to say according to the Havamino of the Gemara that you should that what does it mean? Shishalish eshashona the Mishiagil the Tezvav Shona Yichale Kol Shona Shlish the Mikra Shlish the Mishnah Shlish the Gemara. He says the whole different shot in the Gemara. The Gemara was never talking about, even in the Havamin of the Gemara, the Havamin, when it was talking about years, it never meant years of your life. It meant each year. He says, how do I know? Because it says at 15, start learning Gemara. That's a mission in office. So it must mean, once you get old enough to learn all three, split up the year into thirds. That was the Havamin of the Gemara. On that freck, the Gemara. You don't know if you're going to live out the whole year. You don't know if you're going to live out the whole year. That was the Gemara's kasha. Ah, that was the Gemara's kasha. So Zok Tois was, so if the teretz is, that it means the days of the week, if the same kasha, you don't know if you're going to live out the whole week. Meaning, now it's much more gemalic. Even your teretz won't help now. Yeah? Even your teretz won't help. It's gemalic. How is he setting up Toisvis? Setting up Toisvis that even in the Havamina, it just men split up the year into thirds. So even what you guys said, you might have some very good years before you don't complete one of them. True, but the Gemara was bothered. The Gemara still has the kasha. You don't know if you're going to make it to the end. So that was the Gemara's kasha. So now that it means a week, fractal, it's the same exact kasha, just on a little bit of a lower level. One talking about 350 days, one talking about 7 days. Not as big of a difference anymore. So that's what bothered Tosfos. Yeah, it's every year. That's what bothered Tosfos. That's the Amkus of Tosfos' Kasha, according to the Makar. So now, not that he's asking on Rashi. And if you look in the round, they ask on the round also. What is Tosfos' answer? What is Tosfos' answer? V'nirli l'faresh v'chol yoyim v'yoyim atzmai yishalish yishalish. It means every day to be mishalish. Every day to split into thirds. Every day. Al kein tikkun b'sedev rabam goyim k'mo sh'arnu noyigim v'chol yoyim koydim p'sukit v'zimra. That's why we say every day before p'sukit v'zimra. L'imai mikram mishne gemara. I've written on the side here that Tosfos in the Avodah Zarah says, what's the Mikra Mishnah Gemara? Mikra is the carbon tamid, the carbonus. Mishnah is Ezu Makarim Shal Zvachim. And Gemara is Rabbi Shmuel Oimen. Now,
that's nice if the directive was to learn three of these things.
Yeah.
But it's still split up your time.
What it means is that's not called the shlish, shlish, and the shlish. But the chor, what it means is since you're supposed to split up the day,
at least you
right, of a shlish, shlish, and a shlish, they wanted to make sure at least to get all three in. Not that would be necessarily a kiyum of the shlish, 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 but you see, you need a component of each one of the three each day. So they misadered. Yeah, maybe that's all they're going to learn that day.
It was.
He was the first one set
up a knife. Rabbi Gavaldik. Now, you'll ask me that Rabbi Shmuel Omer is not Gemara. So, let's see how the Rambam defines Gemara. Shmuel Omer is a Braisa. So I would have said, what do you mean? That's not, Braisa is like...
Well, Gemara, I mean, this is what they're writing. Yeah, they're telling us Gemara.
Yeah, okay. Zot the Rambam, Perek Aleph Aluch Yid Aleph Ilus Talmud Torah. Chayv l'shalish azman l'midosa. You have to split your learning into three. Shlish b'tor shebichsav. Shlish b'tor shebaalpeh. So Mishnah means tor shebaalpeh. Shlish yovin v'yaskil achas dover mereshisa. To understand one thing, the end from the beginning, v'yotzi dover midover, and to extrapolate one thing from the next, v'yadam dover midover, compare one thing to the next. It sounds like what we're doing Gemara. The yodin the midas shatoyin the dreshes behen, and use the midas shatoyin dreshes behen to dan what's the pshat in the Torah. That's Rishma Loimer. Torah dreshes behen. It's very good. It's very good.
We're teaching you the principles.
The inyan zeh hu anikra Talmud. That's what Talmud is. I skipped a little bit. Right. Ad sheyede uchirkam yed midas ve'yotzes midas v'chule v'chule. It's very good. What he's saying by Rambam going, that's called Talmud. Now, who does the Rambam hold like? Does he hold like Tosfos that was putting up the day? Or does he hold like Rashi that he's putting up the week? So the next halacha, Ketzad, Hoye Baal Umnis. Now, if you're already a working person, so a working person only learns in the Rambam 9 hours a day. Hoye Baal Umnis. You had a malacha. Shalosh shoyes b'yoyim, so you should work for 3 hours. Uba Torah Teisha. He was able to do it, yeah. Uba Torah Teisha, and 9 hours in Torah. Because you have 12 hours in the day. The assumption is more than three you don't need for the... besides, you know, davening and eating and taking care of the family.
And you're working your field, so what, you started like early in the morning.
Then it gets too hot already. So those 9 hours, Kori b'sharlish member Torah, 3 hours in Torah shabachsav, sharlish Torah shabeth, 3 hours in Torah shabapeh, b'sharlish is b'inin b'daitel love and dover medover. 3 hours of working out, you know, what we call gemara. V'divik kabbalah b'chlav Torah shabachsav, v'divik kabbalah, which is navi, nach, that's included in Torah shabachsav. V'perush b'chlav Torah shabapeh, and the explanation is called Torah shabapeh. And all the deeper levels are called Talmud. Now here the Rambam says, okay, so very good, that's like Tosfos. So two things we took out from the Rambam is, first of all, he holds like Tosfos. Second of all, the way he defines Gemara, it works out very nicely that Rabbi Amram called Rabbi Shmuel Gemara. Okay. But then he continues, he says, Avakashi Yagdi. What are we talking about here? At the beginning of a person's learning. As he grows in his learning, because he's assuming you mastered those already. You should chazer it over once in a while. That you shouldn't forget. The Yifna Kol Yomba, but most of your time, the vast majority of time, should be spent on Talmud, Bavat. If you write a Beliboy, the Yishab Daito, according to your Koiches and how much you're able to understand, that's at the more advanced stage of his learning. Question is, where in the world the Rambam took this from? Where did the Rambam take this from? That doesn't say in our Gemara.
Give me a few things.
Well, that doesn't say in our Gemara, right?
No.
So the Teretz is, they say where he took this from. He says it.
Well, let's go back to that Mishnah of when you start learning this.
Yeah. Gemara and Bar Metzia, Daf Lamed and Gimel. The Goyz Maimonides says that the makor to this Rambam is, yeah, the mitzvah of learning things, true, but you still would never write that, you know, it could have been like the Machna said, that once you hit that stage, just put it to three. The Goyz Maimonides says the makor, one thing in Rambam is, the way you normally have to learn Rambam is, every halacha has a makor in Shas. And if it doesn't, then you have to, then it's not partial, you have to work that out. Yeah, so the Agoy's Maimon, it says, and I think the Be'er Grunch of Anorich also says, Grunch of Anorich also says, the Makkah is Bab Metzia, the Flamen Gimel Min Aleph. There's a Bryson, Bab Metzia, in Perikah, the Metzia, the Flamen Gimel Min Aleph, Tarn Rabban, and Aoyskin B'mikra, Mida B'Einam Mida, B'Mishnah, Mida B'Noitlin, Allah Eschar, Gemara, Ein Lecha, Mida G'doyla Mizu. Then it says, "La'olam, you should run after Mishnah." The Gemara explains because Rebbe saw too many people were not chazering the Mishnah, so he told them, "No, you got to learn Mishnah too." But the lichatchila is Gemara ain lecha mida gedoyla mizu. That's the price of Mavatil that Lamed Gemara Aleph in the Ein Mishpat over there. It brings our Rambam. So now we understand. So there's two parts. The Rambam learnt that the Gemara in Kedushin of Laman is talking about Tchilas Limud HaShavadim. And the Gemara in Bava Metzia is talking about the next stage of the game. Is my phone still plugged in over there?
Huh?
Did it get... Yeah, it's still there, right? It's in the corner. No, it's not on the floor.
Is it?
Okay. No, it's on the table? Yeah, okay. Good. Okay, very good. So you have... Yeah, that's the Rambam. Then you have Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam says, Rabbeinu Tam Pirish, Sha'anu Saim Kenahad Amin Mesanedrin, Dav Chumdalid, Bavel Blula Bemikra Bemishra Bab Gemara, the Gemara Bavel Bolu Mikulam. He says, based on this, that it's every day, you could also rely on the Gemara over there, that the Gemara Bavli is Bolu of all three. It has in its Church of Sab, it has in its Mishnah, has in its Gemara. That's Rabbeinu Tam. Famous Rabbeinu Tam. Okay.
Mean that if you're like a Mara, you're Yotzeola?
Yeah, they're all Nichol Neh. Talmud Bavli, at least. I don't know, Yishalmi, I mean, Bavli, the Lashon Bavli was at Belula, it's mixed up from all of them. Can you pass me that Vodah Zohar, please? Yeah. Can you get the Kovitz Mepharshim on Kedushin? Yeah. Can you get the Kovitz Mepharshim on Kedushin? Because it has my written it. Thank you. Much obliged.
Just have them all appear before. Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Shabbos.
Get over to my Marit Eli. Yeah, thank you. Okay, so now listen to this. This, thank you very much. That's service. Okay, so one second. I want to tell you. We'll go back. Okay. That, yeah, let's go in order. Okay. L'chayra right now, I would say like this. L'chayra now, I would say, we have two shitas. Rashi says the Gemara means split up the days of the week, and the Ran, it's a one word Ran, he says also, Yimei Shabbos, the Ran by us. Tosis and the Rambam both learn that it means split up the day, daily. The emes is, though, I think, that it's not two shitas, it's four shitas. Why? Let's start like this. Tzvi asked before. Tosis says that it's a daily split, and then he says, and that's why Rambam Goins put all three at the beginning of the davening. Soif kol soif, that's not a split. That's not a shlush, shlush, and shlush of your day. That's not the Rambam that clearly delineates 3 hours, 3 hours, and 3 hours. So I said, yeah, Tosis just means Rambam wanted to make sure you were Yotze Zayin getting in all three. But the truth is, Marit learns, because of that, because of this of Amram, Marit learns Pshat and Tosfos is exactly that. Listen to Marit says. Correct the Marit. First of all, he asks something which the Machna also asks, which I wanted to get to. But he asks, Tosfos Lokash and Rashi is that just like you might not live out the year, you might not live out the week. So Tosfos says it means the day. You might not live out the day. What right do you have to spend the first 3 hours on Mikra? You might not get to the second 3 hours. The Machna asks the same kasha. The Machna says, it says in Chazal, Kol v'neshama ta'alel kol. I'll call neshima v'neshima ta'alel kol. We thank Hashem for every breath. We don't take it for granted. So even that day, who says you're going to make it? Yeah, even that day, who says you're going to make it? How did Tosfos fix the problem? So the truth is, the Machna himself learns Api Alacha, when it's a very small amount of time, we're not worried. He brings a raya from the beginning of Masechas Yuma. Beginning of Masechas Yuma, when you have to make an extra wife for the Kayin. So the button say to Rabbi Yud over there, but what does he say over there? He says, maybe, Einu Davar Soif. Right? Einu Davar Soif. Which means, okay, we'll take a chance.
Last minute she could die.
But you know, for one day we'll take a chance. That's a normal way of living. So the Machna says that's what Tosfos meant too. Okay, fine. I hear. Good. Ayin Shams, the beginning of the Masechus Yuma. But the Marit says because of this kasha, because he's bothered by this kasha. I had a Tosfos fix the problem. You still might die that day. He says, Ella must be. He doesn't want to learn like Rashi. Because how do you know if you're going to live? So Tosfos said, you know what Pshat is in the Gemara? In the days. What does it mean in the days? You cannot do less than those three. Even a little bit from each one. Tosfos doesn't learn yishalish mean take the whole day, the 9 hours of the day, like the Rambam said, and split it to three. Yishalish means make sure you do all three. Do all three each day. That's all it means. Not, because he says otherwise, Tosfos has the same kasha himself. He's asking Rashi, might not live out the week. You might live at the day called the Shemitah Lelko. So even though the Machna answered that with the Gemara and Yuma, the Marit says no. Pshat and Tosfos is like Tzvi was saying that he meant that Rav Amram is literal. That Pshat the Gemara going to Tosfos. Not like I was saying. Yeah, Rav Amram is not literally the Pshat. It's just, you know, a way to be Yotze just in case. No, that's literally Pshat. Yishalish means triple. It doesn't mean split it to thirds. It means triple it up. That's what it means. It's Pshat and Tosfos going to Marit. So now, we don't have So now the Rambam and Tosfos are not the same shita, according to the Maritz. The Rambam and Tosfos both hold Yoime means the day, but the Rambam holds it means literally thirds, and Tosfos holds it means just do three that day. Now, okay, so now how many shittas do we have? Rashi and the Rambam that it means the week. Tosfos that it means a day, but not literally to be split up into thirds. And the Rambam that it means a day, but literally split up into thirds. Yeah? Kabbalistic. But now listen to the Ran and Avodah Zarah. The Ran by Ostra says the days of the week. That's all he says. The Ran and Avodah Zarah is a little more specific. He says, it means the days of the week. The days of the week. Shlish by Mikra, Shlish by Mishnah, Shlish by Talmud. But then he says, he doesn't literally mean to split it up into thirds. Why? Talmud needs more time. And the Mishnah is more than the Mikra. Where is the Ran getting that from? That's a chavur of the Gemara of Metzia. Rather, it means she attains man. Give each one the amount of time that it needs. Which means like this. The Rambam learned our Gemara quite literally. It's a third, a third, and a third. The Gemara says in Bava Metzia, spend most of your time in Gemara. Zok the Rambam, that's a later stage. The Ran's learning, no, that's not a later stage. It's going on at the same time. Ikar Zman and Gemara. It's Hakka True. It's Hakka True. What does your Shalish mean, Zok the Ran? Shalish means make sure you spend sufficient time at all three. But not that it's literally two and two. So if that's Pshat in the Ran, instead of having two shittas, we now have four shittas. The Ran and Rashi are both learning the days of the week. I mean, the Rashi might have meant there's two. Rashi doesn't say. Rashi just says the word to me, Ashavua. But at least the way Tosfos defines Rashi. Again, four shittas. Tosfos defines Rashi that it means the Mishalish days of the week. Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. That's one shittah. The Ran also learns the day of the week, but not literally two, two, and two. It just means spend sufficient time on all three. That's the second sheet. Then you have the Rambam who learns it means each day, literally divided by three. That's a third sheet. And then you have, at least according to the Ma'arit, the Pshat and Tosfos, which is, it's every day, but not literally divided into three. So that's really a fourth sheet. So it comes out really four sheets. Yeah, according to that. According to the Makna, it's not necessarily true. Because the Makna, when he asked this Kasha on Tosfos, you might die that day. He answered with the Gemara and Yuma that we're not worried you're going to die that day. So there's no reason, according to the Makna, to make Tosfos different than the Rambam, necessarily. The Marit is coming from that Kasha. He's saying, you might die that day. So Tosfos couldn't have meant like the Rambam, because then Tosfos is not answering his own Kasha. So that's why he made Tosfos different than the Rambam. Understand? In the Makna, that's not Mukhra. This Makna I didn't tell you about. Or this Marit. Yeah, so you have to write this up. This is what you have to write up now. Again, you have two general shittas, Rashi in the Ran and Tosfos in the Rambam. And then you have a chiluk between each one. One chiluk is based on the Ran and the Zohar, and the other chiluk is based on the Maritz Pshat and Tosfos. Yeah.
Where was that?
Avodah Zarah b'dapei Arif in the back by the Ran, it's on him base. We'll stop here. We'll have a shir tomorrow in the next part. Lefichach.